1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Secret Service Director resigns. I'm Michelle Franzen. Following the assassination attempt of Donald Trump and criticism over security at the rally, Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle resigned today. Investigations continue into how the gunman flagged as suspicious before the rally was able to gain access to a rooftop, firing off shots that injured Donald Trump and killed a bystander, along with wounding two others. ABC's Aaron Katursky says Cheadle was a veteran of the agency.
She protected Vice Presidents Cheney and Biden. It was then that now President Biden got to know her. She was installed as the director about 2 years ago to high praise from the president. But she made clear in the congressional hearing that she did not sign off on security plans. Not that she would necessarily be expected to, but the members of Congress found just a lack of accountability.
Cheadle says she takes full responsibility. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin today as the newly minted Democratic frontrunner for president. She's speaking in Milwaukee.
It is my intention to go out and earn this nomination and to win.
That's Harris speaking yesterday at the former Biden campaign headquarters in Delaware. Virtually all of Wisconsin's Democratic delegates are supporting her at their convention next month. And practically all of Wisconsin's top elected Democrats are endorsing Harris for president. That list includes Governor Evers and U.S. Representatives Gwen Moore and Mark Pocan. Other endorsements are coming from Senator Tammy Baldwin, Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Kuska. A significant housing development is being discussed for West Salem. About 120 acres of farmland on Lake Neshonnick is being considered for conversion. The process could take years, but according to documents on file with the county, over 1,000 new housing units could be added, in addition to a mix of other uses such as storefront and industry. The land is near schools and businesses already. County officials expect that if all of the land is developed, they could generate nearly $100 million in new tax revenue. For the second time in as many years, a Toma High School coach is being charged with sex crimes against children. An 18-year-old man is accused of child sexual exploitation and possession of child pornography, according to online court records. The former volunteer wrestling coach is charged with getting pictures from a 14-year-old girl at the school and sending nude photos of himself to her. He'll appear in court in November. Last year, a powerlifting coach was sentenced to 9 months in jail for having sex with a teenager that attended Toma schools.
The Cubs get a win over the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just under 36,000 fans in the friendly confines of Wrigley Field watched a tight ball game between the Brewers and the Cubs last night. Except for a solo home run by Willie Adames in the eighth, the Brewers held to just five hits and lose 3-1 in Chicago. Manager Pat Murphy.
We didn't come up with a big hit. We did a great job in some areas. I think our youth showed tonight. You know, Tobias was fabulous. He threw the ball great, but the balk, the wild pitch with an 0-2 pitch, the bases loaded. Obviously, throwing the ball away at second, you know, that accounted for two of the three runs. And
the series continues tonight. NFL, the Packers making national headlines. Jordan Love's agents and the team still working on a contract for the young quarterback. Packers president Mark Murphy at the annual shareholders meeting.
I'm not saying anything about Jordan Love. Other than he's a heck of a quarterback and we want to sign him.
Murphy also said the team is working on a deal with Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions to do a documentary about the Packers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today and a bit dreary as chances for scattered showers and storms spark up again this afternoon. None of them are expected to be severe, but some heavier downpours, some small hail, and gusty winds are all possible. Otherwise today, temperatures climbing to near 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Matt Nair on air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Coupe League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's coupes.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Coupe Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Baton.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm back in Green Bay on the home court, where I welcome host of the podcast Mob and Mafia News, Robert Dennis, and author Linda Cruz joins me in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide across the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh here at the worldwide headquarters of Civic Media high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, with the outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome back into the program. 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Many thanks to Luke Mathers for coming back on for a great edition of Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. Also, a shout out to my favorite eldest niece, Addison Galloy, on her birthday today up there in beautiful Eau Claire.
Happy birthday, Addison.
Happy birthday, Addison. We are standing by this hour, and we'll bring you the special coverage of Vice President Kamala Harris in her first really public speech to the country since being named essentially the presumptive nominee for president now of the Democratic Party. VP Harris was in Delaware yesterday speaking essentially to Joe Biden and her staff in Delaware, predominantly Biden folks. And I think it was a super smart move that she went there to Delaware, to the president's home state, on his home turf, and reassured the main staff that, look, pretty much everybody has a job. We're staying together. We're just going to transfer this over to Harris for president. She spoke there to, obviously, a very friendly crowd. It was covered by national media. But today, in Milwaukee, it is going to be the first time where she is at a public venue. This was a pre-scheduled trip to appear as the VP candidate. Obviously, she is now here as essentially the presumptive Democratic nominee for president of the United States. We are standing by right now, Governor Tony Evers taking the stage. And it's interesting because, you know, formerly when she's done a lot of these speeches, the podium for the vice president is a little bit different. It's a little bit smaller. You know, it's a little bit narrower oftentimes. And looking at the dais they have set up in Waukesha, West Allis, pardon me, today for Kamala Harris, it's the full, what looks like a presidential podium. And because this is a campaign, technically a campaign event, my guess is they will not put the vice presidential seal on the front of it. Although that rule was kind of blown out of the water when Donald Trump became president. He did campaign things with the presidential seal in front of him. He really didn't care. But normally when it's a strictly a campaign speech, you see kind of the blue boxy podium with the wood or the fake wood bottom. And then when it's a official visit as president or vice president, you see the vice presidential seal or presidential seal on the front. Tony Evers in a very natty blue suit, white shirt, and orange tie with American flags behind him. There in West Allis, we are going to go to that in just a little bit, so stand by for that. Before we do, I want to play a couple of cuts, Mr. Zommers, getting ready for Kamala Harris here. I want to go back to a cut from just a few years ago when she was a United States senator. If you want to know the kind of debater, the kind of person, the kind of leader she is, this was then Senator Harris of California on the Judiciary Committee questioning Judge Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh, at his hearing to be a United States Supreme Court justice. Here's Kamala Harris giving the questioning.
Can you think of any laws that give government the power to make decisions about the male body?
I'm happy to answer a more specific question. But
male versus female.
There are medical procedures.
Okay. That the government has the power to make a decision about a man's body?
I thought you were asking about medical procedures that are unique to men.
I'll repeat the question. Can you think of any laws that give the government the power to make decisions about the male body?
I'm not thinking of any right now.
That's the kind of question you can expect from Kamala Harris. That's the kind of preparation. That's the kind of even keel that Kamala Harris has the ability to cut right through all the BS and get right down to brass tacks. A great job there. Mr. Zalbers, how long is this trippy cut here, more or less?
It looks like it's about a minute and a half.
But I think they want to try to get that in here. Should we wait? All right, let's try it here. Here was Joe Trippi, longtime Democratic strategist, now an advisor on the Lincoln Project. Here's what Joe Trippi, a Democrat, has to say on CNN yesterday about Kamala Harris.
Look, I think the most significant thing that Joe Biden did was he kept his promise to be a bridge to the future. And he didn't just pass the torch to Kamala Harris. He's passed the torch to a whole new generation of new leaders in the Democratic Party that we're all talking about now, Beshear and Shapiro and Whitmer and others that you know, are going to be, whether they compete for the nomination or for her vice president, I think it's going to change the entire frame of this race to be about the future. I mean, really about the future, about her ideas and her campaign combined with all these new leaders in the party that I think will be out there. So I think that's part of the frame, because I think the future is not something that Trump, J.D. Vance, MAGA, and Project 25 are they're not going to win that fight. I don't believe she will. On the other hand, the other thing, though, is lean into the prosecution, being the prosecutor. I mean, she stood in court face down and convicted rapists, felons, fraud. She's not going to back down now, not when democracy is at stake. I would prosecute the case against Trump, prosecute the case for working people, prosecute the case for democracy and our future. And she's that aggressive, I don't think the Trump people have a clue what's coming for them right now.
Joe Trippi, a longtime Democratic strategist and operative, now a senior advisor with the Lincoln Project. I think he nailed it on the head. And we are now awaiting the word. Our Vice President Harris is in West Dallas. She is about to give a speech here. Mrs. Amherst, I think now is a good time to go into a special report from Civic Media. Good afternoon for Civic Media News. I'm Todd Allball here with a special report at 13 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. We interrupt our regular programming on this Tuesday afternoon to bring you the live words of current Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, as she is now all but the presumptive Democratic nominee for President of the United States after President Joe Biden made the announcement on Sunday afternoon that he was going to withdraw from the presidential race, stand down, and gave his full-throated endorsement of his vice president, Kamala Harris. And since Sunday afternoon, in just about 48 hours, she has raised nearly $100 million for a campaign, has basically cleared the field. All of the other potential challengers have now endorsed her, and also key people like former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, current Democratic Leader of the House Hakeem Jeffries, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer, all endorsing Kamala Harris for President of the United States. She makes today her first public appearance since this has happened. She was in Delaware yesterday, but right now she is about to take the podium here in West Dallas. Mr. Somers, let's bring up the...
Looks like Tammy Baldwin is coming to the stage.
Very
now.
Good. The junior senator from Wisconsin, Democrat Tammy Baldwin, who, of course, had not been seen recently for because of scheduling difficulties, at least in part, with Joe Biden, is here to presumably introduce Kamala Harris. Here's Senator Baldwin.
Hello, Wisconsin! Hello, Wisconsin! I am so proud to be here today, and I want to start by thanking President Joe Biden for his incredible act of patriotism this weekend, and for a lifetime of remarkable service to our country. You know, today people are paying less for their prescription drugs. Our state is back to work fixing the damn roads, as our governor likes to say. And millions of Wisconsinites with pre-existing conditions have affordable health care coverage because of the work of this president. And as we stand here today, we mark a new beginning for our party and for our country as we welcome our soon-to-be presidential nominee, Kamala Harris, back to our state. As California Attorney General, Kamala Harris was the top prosecutor for the largest state in our nation, standing up for the rule of law and taking on perpetrators of all kinds, which is the kind of experience that we may find come in handy these days. As a United States Senator, it was riveting to watch Senator Harris hold the powerful to account. And as Vice President, she has fought fervently to restore reproductive freedoms that were lost when the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. I am so proud to support Kamala Harris for President of the United States. Now, and you know what? There's a reason that she's kicking things off right here in Wisconsin, because we are the battleground state. Wisconsin will likely decide who occupies the White House and which party controls the United States Senate. No pressure. And Wisconsin, for that U.S. Senate seat, I am being challenged by a self-funding multimillionaire by the name of Eric Hovde. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about him. Eric Hovde owns a $3 billion California bank. He owns a $7 million Ocean View mansion in Laguna Beach. And he's actually been named one of Orange County's most influential residents 3 years in a row.
You are listening to Civic Media's special report coverage of Vice President Kamala Harris' visit to Wisconsin in West Allis. Stand by. We're going to pause this. We'll bring you the remarks in their entirety on the other side. Tammy Baldwin introducing the Vice President. She is up next after this short break, back in 60 seconds on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver.
and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Eagle 1490 AM.
And welcome back to a Civic Media News special report. I'm Todd Allball at 20 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. We are covering the arrival of Vice President Kamala Harris in her first public campaign remarks since becoming all but essentially the presumptive Democratic nominee for President of the United States. She landed a bit ago. She is going to appear here at West Allis Central High School. Right now, Senator Tammy Baldwin, Democrat from Wisconsin, who is facing a re-election herself, is giving introductory remarks. You have not missed a thing during our commercial break. So we rejoin Senator Baldwin live from West Allis Central High School, awaiting the address by Vice President Kamala Harris.
You will have a choice between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, a choice between me and my opponent, and the stakes of that choice could not be higher. So if you're with me in this fight, I ask you all to join my campaign at TammyBaldwin.com or text Tammy to 24007. I am looking out over this crowd and I am so encouraged. I know that we will not only fight, I know that we will win. Thank you.
Those remarks of Senator, United States Senator Tammy Baldwin, and many flags, U.S. flags behind the dais there, and apparently going to be a pause here before Vice President Harris comes to the stage proper. We are monitoring that live for you, Mr. Zommers. Aaron Zommers, our outstanding producer. If you want to have a great person as your wing person here in events like this, you want Aaron Zommers with you, always does a great job. So he is monitoring that. And as soon as the vice president comes to the stage or that introduction is about to take place, we will go back there. This is, you know, as someone who's been a part of presidential visits, this is not out of the ordinary. Again, these things are kind of co-coordinated and perhaps today tri-coordinated. Because remember, this was a pre-scheduled event by the Biden-Harris campaign for Vice President Kamala Harris to come to West Allis to talk about President Biden and his re-election bid and she running as the vice presidential nominee. Not quite overnight, but certainly over the weekend with President Biden announcing his withdrawal, this event today became truly the first public event for Kamala Harris's presidential bid. So the way these things work is you have an advance team, in this case, both from the White House and also from the Biden campaign, and the Harris folks would be involved in this, as well as people on the ground, the Wisconsin Democratic Party, folks in Southeast Wisconsin as well. But as I can imagine, again, having been involved at some level of these things, now, and we saw Vice President Harris go to Delaware yesterday to address what was the Biden campaign team to say, look, I'm essentially keeping everybody on staff. Nobody's losing their job. I'm actually going to incorporate many of President Biden's campaign top officials into my presidential campaign. And so now you have the Harris presidential campaign involved, the Biden campaign for president, which initially set this up, and, you know, the Democratic Party in the White House. So lots of moving parts here. And so it's not surprising that we're seeing, you know, a bit of a pause here before the vice president comes to the stage. And also, you never know what's happening in the background. Again, as a former Republican, I helped set up one of these in my hometown Richland Center for former President Bush. And take all the politics aside for a second and regardless of policy and that sort of thing, if you just look at it strictly from a president or a sitting vice president visiting your community, it's a pretty cool thing. And all of the things that go on in the background would amaze people. And the amount of Secret Service preparation, and of course, with the resignation today of Secret Service Director Cheadle and the appointment of her deputy, Ronald Rowe, to now be the acting or interim head of the Secret Service, I'm sure, no doubt, it would not surprise me, there is additional Secret Service procedures. But even prior to the assassination attempt of former President Trump here a couple weeks ago, just being, this was, you know, back in 2004 when I was involved with the presidential visit, the amount of Secret Service, the amount of clearance, the things going on behind the scenes that the people, the public just doesn't know, it would just blow your mind. And just to be basically, I helped coordinate the, you know, the people coming in and where they sat and that sort of thing and the stage. And that was a lot of fun and a lot of work, but a lot of fun. I wasn't directly involved in the security, but I had an earpiece. And for a day, Mr. Zommers, they gave me a Secret Service clearance pin, which meant I could walk anywhere I wanted without going through Secret Service. And that's a pretty cool thing, I got to admit.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I can only imagine. I also remember when President Obama came and visited Manitowoc, where I was still living at the time, and visited Orion Energy to talk about their advancements in clean energy and all the developments there. And I do know somebody who worked there at the time. I'll have to ask if they were involved with that or if they know any of the other details and what it was like there.
Yeah, it's just a lot of things going on security-wise. There's coordination with local law enforcement. Anywhere the vice president, in this case, travels, they scout out the roads and certain intersections are closed because these motorcades go obviously well way above the speed limit. They blow through all the stop signs and then the traffic lights, and this is all intentional. It is part of the Secret Service. They call each of the people that they protect a protectee. Each of them does in fact have a Secret Service code name, and it was pretty cool standing in my case when Bush visited Richland Center. I was standing next to one of the Secret Service guys, and he just nonchalantly leaned down and he said, POTUS is 10 minutes out. I'm like, well, that's pretty cool to know that. And they have this thing down to, if not seconds, certainly a minute when the protectee is going to arrive. And then, of course, our friend and ongoing contributor to the All Balls Show, Jeff Perry, says, was my Secret Service code name Sweat Hog? No. It was not. I did not have a Secret Service code name, if only. But then when the protectee, either the vice president or the president, arrive at the scene, there's some leeway as well. And so they get to say, well, you know, these people, these supporters have been waiting here in the wings, so I'm going to talk to them. In Joe Biden's case, he was famous for, if he came upon particularly a child with a speech impediment or stutter, he would stop and kneel down and have a real conversation with that kid. And I think it was up to 20 or 30 some over the course of his vice presidential and presidential career, where President Biden gave a number or got a number of a kid or their parents and has kept in contact with them and helped them with their stutter. And so the Secret Service can't, you know, plan for moments like that. But when it is a sitting president or vice president, you don't argue with them.
Yeah, I would hate to be the person who has to be like, Mr. President, hurry it up.
That normally doesn't happen. And so that's why presidents and vice presidents, they will set their own schedule depending upon what they want. And everybody else has to adapt, including us here in the media. It is about 28 minutes past the hour, coming up on 29 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. We are coming up on a break. We're going to take that break. Our scheduled news, weather, sports, and ag market updates. If the vice president comes to the podium while we're away, have no fear. Mr. Zommers is on it. What we'll do is we'll simply pause that audio coverage. And then on the other side, we'll have the full remarks of Vice President Kamala Harris running for the presidency live from West Allis here in Wisconsin. All that coming up in this special report of the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Todd Allball. He's Aaron Zommers. Don't go anywhere now. Back after this.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Everything old will be new again at this year's Democratic Convention. Delegates and not primary voters will choose the nominee for the first time in about 50 years. Mike Wagner teaches journalism and politics at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
Primaries were not binding until the 1970s. And so we're really in a small way kind of reverting back to a convention where the party elites will be choosing the nominee.
That's Wagner speaking with Civic Media. Harris is campaigning in Milwaukee today. Lockdowns are lifted at two troubled Wisconsin state prisons. Green Bay and Waupun were locked down for several months. Four inmates died at Waupun during that time. Calls are growing to close the Green Bay prison. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Democrats in western Wisconsin, like many others in the state, are rallying behind new presidential candidate Kamala Harris after President Biden ended his campaign. La Crosse County Democratic Party Chair William Garcia, who is also the chair of the 3rd Congressional District Democrats, is a delegate to next month's Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Wisconsin delegates are pledging to support Harris next month. Yesterday, the state Democratic Party endorsed Harris, who is in Milwaukee today. This summer's flooding on the Mississippi River set records, according to the National Weather Service in La Crosse. While the river crest didn't break any overall records, the amount of time that the river has been above certain levels has broken flooding marks that were set back in 1993. In fact, the 2024 flooding broke 17 of the 32 daily flood records that were set back in 93. The NWS said that the unofficial crest of this year's flooding was 14.94 feet, which was set on July 2nd. The highest ever June and July crests were set this year.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Brendan Fraser likes Ike and will portray him in a new film called Pressure. The film tells the story of the D-Day invasion where troops storm the beaches at Normandy. The Oscar-winning actor portrays the Supreme Allied Commander Eisenhower. Variety reports that Ripley star Andrew Scott will portray Britain's chief meteorological officer, James Stagg. Stagg informed Eisenhower of weather conditions that were crucial to the Normandy invasion. The project is in the early stages of pre-production. The Simpsons have done it again. The New York Post reports that in an episode from the year 2000 called Bart to the Future, Lisa Simpson becomes the first female president of the United States. In the episode, she is wearing the exact same outfit that Kamala Harris wore during the 2021 inauguration, right down to the pearl necklace and earrings. Simpsons writer Al Jean posted a picture of Lisa next to Harris in their matching outfits. Let's see if life will imitate art. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy today and a bit dreary as chances for scattered showers and storms spark up again this afternoon. None of them are expected to be severe, but some heavier downpours, some small hail, and gusty winds are all possible. Otherwise, today, temperatures climbing to near 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This whole week, I've been trying to think of some maneuver I could say that would go viral and totally sell my soul for extra cash. I'm not putting myself above that.
How about Schwabba Habba? Or Schwabidada? Or Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong? Instead of the more you know, it just says Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong. With a rainbow and a star shooting star.
Conrad, I think we got our promo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, we visit with Congressman Mark Pocan about the current presidential campaign chaos and his take on last week's Republican convention.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome back to a Civic Media News special report. I'm Todd Albaugh at the anchor desk, joined by Mr. Aaron Sommers, our producer and engineer. You are looking live, as Brent Musburger once said, at West Allis High School, just outside of Milwaukee, where Vice President Kamala Harris has just stepped to the stage. And here are her remarks, now live from West Allis, her first speech as being the presumptive Democratic nominee for President of the United States.
Extraordinary story and leadership. And I do believe our teachers do God's work. They teach other people's children, and God knows we don't pay them enough. Let's thank her. And it is so good to be here and be back with so many extraordinary leaders, including my friend, the great governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers. He's here somewhere. My dear friend, Senator Tammy Baldwin. And you know, I had the privilege of serving with Tammy when I was in the United States Senate, and she is always fighting for the people of this state, and I know that the folks that are here are going to make sure you return her to Washington, D.C. in November. Yes, we are going to elect her back to Washington, D.C. It is so good to be here also with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Attorney General Josh Cole, Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, County Executive David Crowley, Mayor Cavalier Johnson, and the great State Party Chair Ben Wickler, who I have worked with. Ben, you and I have been working together for years, and I can attest he knows how to build the infrastructure that delivers wins up and down the ballot. Thank you, Ben. So it is good to be back in Wisconsin, and it is great to be in Milwaukee. As many of you know, our state campaign headquarters are in this city. Yes, and that there is a reason for that. The path to the White House goes through Wisconsin. Yes, it does. And to win in Wisconsin, we are counting on you right here in Milwaukee. And you all helped us win in 2020. And in 2024, we will win again. Yes, we will. So, Milwaukee, I want to start by saying a few words, and I could really speak at length, but a few words about our incredible President Joe Biden. It has truly been one of the greatest honors of my life to serve as vice president to our President Joe Biden. Joe's legacy of accomplishment over his entire career and over the past 3.5 years is unmatched in modern history. In one term, think about it, in one term as president, he has already surpassed the legacy of most presidents who served 2 terms in office. And I know we are all deeply, deeply grateful for his continuing service to our nation. And it is my great honor to have Joe Biden's endorsement in this race. So, Wisconsin, I am told as of this morning that we have earned the support of enough delegates to secure the Democratic nomination. And I am so very honored, and I pledge to you, I will spend the coming weeks continuing to unite our party so that we are ready to win in November. So, friends, we have 105 days until Election Day, and in that time, we've got some work to do. But we're not afraid of hard work. We like hard work, don't we? And we will win this election. Yes, we will. So as Leah told you, before I was elected vice president, before I was elected United States Senator, I was elected Attorney General of the state of California, and I was a courtroom prosecutor before then. And in those roles, I took on perpetrators of all kinds. Predators who abused women. Fraudsters who ripped off consumers. Cheaters who broke the rules for their own gain. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type. You, I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week. As Attorney General of California, I took on one of our country's largest for-profit colleges that was scamming students. Donald Trump ran a for-profit college that scammed students. As a prosecutor, I specialized in cases involving sexual abuse. Well, Trump was found liable for committing sexual abuse. As Attorney General of California, I took on the big Wall Street banks and held them accountable for fraud. Donald Trump was just found guilty of fraud on 34 counts. But let's also make no mistake, this campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. This campaign is about who we fight for. This is about who we fight for. Just look at how we are running our campaigns. So Donald Trump is relying on support from billionaires and big corporations. And he is trading access in exchange for campaign contributions. A couple months ago, y'all saw that a couple months ago at Mar-a-Lago, he literally promised big oil companies, big oil lobbyists, he would do their bidding for $1 billion in campaign donations. On the other hand, we are running a people-powered campaign. And we just just had some breaking news. We just had the best 24 hours of grassroots fundraising in presidential campaign history. All right. And because we are a people-powered campaign, that is how you know we will be a people-first presidency. And Wisconsin, this campaign is also about two different visions for our nation. One, where we are focused on the future. The other, focused on the past. We believe in a future where every person has the opportunity not just to get by, but to get ahead. A future where no child has to grow up in poverty. Where every worker has the freedom to join a union. Where every person has affordable health care. Affordable child care. And paid family leave. We believe in a future where every senior can retire with dignity. So all of this is to say, building up the middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. Because here's the thing we all here, Wisconsin, know. When our middle class is strong, America is strong. But Donald Trump wants to take our country backward. He and his extreme Project 2025 agenda will weaken the middle class. Like, we know we got to take this seriously. And can you believe they put that thing in writing? Read it. It's 900 pages. But here's the thing. When you read it, you will see Donald Trump intends to cut Social Security and Medicare. He intends to give tax breaks to billionaires and big corporations and make working families foot the bill. They intend to end the Affordable Care Act and take us back then to a time when insurance companies had the power to deny people with pre-existing conditions. Remember what that was like? Children with asthma, women who survived breast cancer, grandparents with diabetes. America has tried these failed economic policies before. But we are not going back. We are not going back. Not going back. We're not going back. We are not going back. We're not going back. We're not going back. And I'll tell you why we're not going back. Because ours is a fight for the future. And it is a fight for freedom.
You're listening to special coverage of Kamala Harris's speech in West Dallas. Do not go anywhere. We're going to pause these remarks where they're at, come back with all the remarks on the other side. It's a special report here on Civic Media.
Listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to Civic Media News Special Report. Vice President Kamala Harris giving remarks in West Allis, her first speech to a general public audience outside the campaign here in Wisconsin since being basically named the assumed the presidential nominee for the Democratic Party. We have paused remarks for that brief commercial break. Mr. Zomer is doing a great job on the board. We're going to restart it exactly where we left so you haven't missed a thing. We pick up now, only about a minute behind, live coverage of the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, in West Allis right now, giving a speech, her first as the nominee or presumptive nominee for the Democratic Party for the office of President of the United States.
Generations, and we have to remember this, the shoulders on which we stand, generations of Americans before us led the fight for freedom. And now, Wisconsin, the baton is in our hands. Who believe in the sacred freedom to vote will make sure every American has the ability to cast their ballot and have it counted. We who believe that every person in our nation who should have the freedom to live safe from the terror of gun violence will pass red flag laws, universal background checks, and an assault weapons ban. And we, who believe in reproductive freedom, will stop Donald Trump's extreme abortion bans because we trust women to make decisions about their own body and not have their government tell them what to do. And when Congress passes a law to restore reproductive freedoms as President of the United States, I will sign it into law. So Wisconsin, ultimately in this election, we each face a question. What kind of country do we want to live in? A country and to your point, do we want to live in a country of freedom, compassion, and rule of law? Or a country of chaos, fear, and hate? And here's the beauty of this moment. We each have the power to answer that question. The power is with the people. We each have the power to answer that question. And in the next 105 days, then we have work to do. We have doors to knock on, we have phone calls to make, we have voters to register, and we have
an election to win. So, Wisconsin, today I ask you, are you ready to get to work? Do we believe in freedom? Do we believe in opportunity? Do we believe in the promise of America? Ready to fight for it. Yeah. And when we fight, we win. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
You've been listening to remarks of Vice President Kamala Harris in her first major public speech since becoming the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party for President of the United States, live from West Allis. Aaron Zommers, that was a speech. I mean, wow.
I am impressed. People were saying who were there on the scene, the room was electric and you could hear it.
Yeah.
Everybody was locked in. You could hear a pin drop in between her words.
Right.
And then just the deafening cheers in between. And she said all the right things.
I really think she did. And it was the right tone. I haven't seen energy in a presidential speech this cycle like that one from either Trump or Biden.
Absolutely not.
And her poise, the way she commands a stage, her speaking, her content, the things she talked about, and it was great. And by the way, this is a small thing, but I'm going to mention it. She got Governor Tony Evers' name right.
She did. She didn't say Evers.
And God love Joe Biden. We all love him.
He also, before her speech, he said, on a scale from holy mackerel, normally it maxes out at, I don't remember exactly what, but he said, I am jazzed as hell.
Did he really? That's great.
He did.
I mean, because Biden often pronounced it Evers instead of Evers. So Vice President Harris got Tony Evers' name right. She thanked Tammy Baldwin. She went through the entire roster of people that have been there. Very important, I think, to note that she and the Democratic Party chair of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler, have a long and close relationship. And she trusts Ben Wickler, Kamala Harris does, and they're on the same page. I think that is going to be crucial in Kamala Harris winning this state. She also took time to thank President Biden for his support, for his mentorship, and his act of selflessness in stepping down in this race. And again, she repeats this line that I think is going to be used over and over, that I know what Donald Trump's type is. And of course, that's a little play on words and insinuation, but she points out that she is an experienced prosecutor as a former attorney general from California who has put sex offenders behind bars. And she is now, Kamala Harris, running against a convicted sex offender, 34-time convicted felon, in Donald J. Trump. So she knows exactly who's on the other side of this politically. She knows exactly who she will be up on the stage against should Donald Trump have the courage to join her on a stage. That's still kind of up for grabs. The next presidential debate scheduled for September on ABC, and of course Civic Media will carry that, but already Donald Trump trying to get out of it. So we shall see. Stay tuned next for the Maggie Dawn Show. The great Matt Rothschild and Brian Kelly are filling in. They have great guests, and I'm sure Matt and Brian will be discussing this speech as well. We appreciate you being along today. Appreciate Luke Mathers for being here. Great work by Aaron Zommers on the board. Corey Hartman, our chief engineer, and everybody behind the scenes for making it work. We appreciate all of you for listening. Stay tuned now for the Maggie Dawn Show with Matt Rothschild and Brian Kelly, and continuing coverage from Stuart J. Waddles, Terry Bell, and our entire news team. On behalf of everybody, this is Todd Ball, say whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in. Do not give up. Keep banging on your drum. See you tomorrow.
Keep banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Crude and Dom. Tune in Tuesday for a very special Devil's Advocates. We got Kamala Harris in Milwaukee, the presumptive Democratic nominee. Devil's Advocates. This is history.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, honey bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.